everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I was a few months ago on the water in a boat. I don't like waters and boats. I'm sorry, I just don't. I haven't been grown up with them. If the water gets a bit rocky because of the wind, and therefore the boat gets rocky, nah, I'd want to get back onto land. But it made me think about, actually the boat had anchored itself. You know, the captain of the boat, or whoever's steering the boat, throw out the anchor. And what does an anchor do? An anchor is a device which secures the vessel to the bed of a body of water to prevent the craft from drifting due to wind or current. So you can anchor it or moor it at the landing where you want to get off. You can anchor it in the middle of a river and get the anchor to go down into the bedrock of the river, or the, you know, the land underneath the water, to anchor it to keep it steady. You know, Jesus is our anchor in our life. It even states it in Hebrews, and it's Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19, and it states this: we have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtain, where Jesus, a forerunner on our behalf, has entered, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, Melchizedek was a high priest in Abraham's time. But that's not what I want to refer to. I want to refer to as Jesus as our anchor. So let me reread what is Jesus as our anchor mean. It means the person of Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus, secures our earthen vessels, us, to the bedrock of himself, so we do not drift when there's circumstances which could be wind or current or things happening in our life that want to move us off course. And it's Jesus who anchors us on the course, staying where we are, solid and firm. Wow, when you think of it like that. So if we reread the passage where it says we have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtain where Jesus dwells. So it's anchoring my soul, me, my true essence of me, in Jesus, who lives within me. Even if circumstances are rocky and my life isn't doing well, I can still be steadfast on a course, anchored with Jesus, safe and secure with him. And why can I believe this? Well, you have to go up to the rest of the passage that is in chapter 6, and it's at verse 13, and it says, when God made a promise to Abraham, because he had no one greater by whom to swear, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and multiply you. So God promised Abraham by his own name, I will bless you and multiply you. The promise was true. We can read the story of the Bible and we can see the story of Abraham, and God was true to his promise to Abraham. But God's been true to his promise in many ways. In Genesis 3, when Adam and Eve rejected God and chose themselves before God in the Garden of Eden, because that's what they did when they chose the piece of fruit. They said, we're better than you, God. We want to be you, God, or like God. Whereas we are like God, because we're made in his image and likeness. But they were rejected then to keep living in the Garden of Eden the way they were. But what did God had from the beginning already had a promise to send the Messiah, to send a Saviour. And it's in Genesis 3, where chapter 3, verse 15, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. And he's talking to the serpent, which is the enemy, the devil, and saying that the woman's offspring, which was Mary, had Jesus, the Son of God. They would fight against each other, and Jesus would strike at your head and you will strike at his heel. But we know that Jesus won. God has won the victory. But his promise, that's what I'm reflecting on right now, his promise is true. But then God made another promise in Genesis 9 when Noah built the ark and, you know, he covered the earth with water and everyone except who was on the ark drowned. But then God made a promise to Noah. I will establish my covenant, an agreement, a promise with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you. I will establish a covenant with you that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood. And the sign of this covenant is the rainbow. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth, between me and the people of the earth. God sent a promise. In 1 Peter, if we go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 4, it describes God's promises so beautifully. So it's 1 Peter 1, chapter 3 to 4. His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Thus he has given us through these things his precious and very great promises. Through himself, through his Son Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, he continues to give us great promises, promises we can rely on, promises we can anchor into. So when you feel like circumstances aren't doing well, when you feel like life isn't going well, anchor more into the hope of Jesus. Turn to him in prayer. Turn to him crying out for help, because he will come to our aid. He promised. He is our hope. He promised, God promised he'd send his Savior, and he did. He will come and save you, because Jesus, being the Savior, hasn't stopped saving. He doesn't like, I've done it once, that's it. Take off the crown, take off the saving, you know, title that is me. No, that's Jesus. Call upon your Savior. Cry out to him for mercy, compassion, love. He will come. His love for us will not stop him. It will draw him to you. He can't help himself. So anchor yourself more into Jesus. Find out more about Jesus. Come to know this Savior. And believe in him more. Ask for faith, grace, his mercy, his love. And then, truly, you will be content. So when you're standing, when I'm standing on a rocky boat, that the winds have, you know, brought the waves up and the boat is rocking, I don't feel as afraid anymore. There's still some trepidation there because I don't like the boat, but I don't feel as afraid because God is my anchor. If this is what he designs, this is what he designs. And he gives me the strength and courage to continue, not just on a boat, but in life with him. Glorious him, my loving Savior, living within me, walking with me, holding my hand, and me holding on to him, because he is the anchor in my life.